But Rogers in the 25th century. And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box. Buck Rogers, who was held in suspended animation for 500 years and is now adventuring in the amazing world of the 25th century. By turning a little dial to project us ahead in time, we're able to be right with Buck and his friends in the wonderful world of the future, a world that sees a lot of our scientific and mechanical dreams come true. And you know, there's nothing supernatural or mystic about Buck. He's just an ordinary, normal human being who keeps his wits about him. But he certainly manages to get into one thrilling adventure after another. Right now, he and Wilma and Dr. Hewer are getting ready to start on an expedition toward the center of the Earth in a huge machine called the Mechanical Mole. They're standing beside it on the landing field of the great municipal spaceport in Niagara, capital of 25th century America. Let's join them. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
Oh, what's holding us up, Dr. Hewer? I thought we were going to get started on our trip underground just as soon as we got out here.
Sergeant Carlborg is bringing some weapons and scientific equipment over from the main rocket ship hangar.
Weapons?
Yes, Doctor. What possible use for weapons can we have deep under the earth?
Well, you never can tell. We've got to be prepared for everything. Carlborg is also bringing instruments that will enable us to analyze whatever sort of ground we run into down there. Also a gas analyzer.
What's that for?
I should be at all surprised if we'd run into some great open spaces miles below. Gas or air pockets?
Gas pockets, anyway. Sources for the natural gas we use here on the surface.
Exactly.
I see. But now explain this machine to me, will you? All I can tell from seeing it here is that it looks like a huge metal sausage.
Well, it's made of flexo-impervium, Wilma. The toughest flexible metal known.
But how does it work? How does it dig its way into the ground?
It melts its way down, Wilma, with the help of a thermic radiation projector. The heat from it will liquefy anything in its path. Rocks, stones, gravel, almost instantaneously.
Some heat.
Yes. The banks of non-recoil energy projectors that are spaced all around the outside of the hull will push the mold forward through the melted ground.
Will we be able to see anything through the big metalloglass windows there in front?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And are they really thick enough?
Well, there won't be much strain on them, Wilma, because the force rays will keep pushing the melted dirt away from them all the time.
Oh. Well, now how about getting into the control cabin so I can see how to operate it?
All right. Notice that this metal door arrangement is rather complicated in order to permit entrance through three separate hulls. Here now. There.
Why three hulls, Doctor?
For protection against the extreme temperatures we may encounter.
Right. Doctor, didn't you say that the temperature will increase about 1 degree for every 53 feet we go down?
Yes, that's the generally accepted figure.
Uh-huh.
One of the many things we'll be able to check on.
There isn't much room in this control cabin. Seems to me that in a machine 50 or 60 feet long...
Power units for the non-recoil energy projectors and thermic radiation projectors.
Huh?
Complete air conditioning and pressure equalizing system. Storage cabinets for all the scientific equipment. They all take a lot of room, Wilma.
Oh, sure. But now, why these straps on the control seat?
To enable us to stay in them regardless of the angle at which we're ascending or descending.
And precious you! What do we ever use these for?
Exploring any open spaces there may be down below.
Note the instrument panel here, Wilma.
Uh-huh.
Pressure gauge, depth gauge, temperature,
size.
Captain
Rogers!
Yes?
Got the other equipment, Carlborg?
Yes, sir. Right here, sir.
Good.
Listen.
What's the matter?
A spy. My men just caught a spy over there by the main hangar.
What's this?
Yeah, the telemagnetic recorder.
You mean one of those cameras for recording pictures on a sensitized wire?
Yes, sir.
Well, who is he? What's he look like?
Well, he looks just like a perfectly respectable Martian tourist, Captain.
A Martian?
But he wouldn't say why he was so anxious to take pictures, so I had the boys hold on to him.
Why, that old rascal Black Barney.
Barney? What's he got to do with it?
Did you tell her about that, son?
No, I guess it slipped my mind.
Well, then tell me now.
Well, Dr. Hewer first got to thinking about this mechanical mole up on Jupiter, where Barney helped us capture Kane and Ardalis.
Yeah?
And he told Barney about his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know Black Barney.
Sure. He decided he'd have to build one, too.
Right. Told Dr. Hewer that the minute he got back to Mars, he'd begin construction of it. Provided Dr. Hewer would tell him how to get started with it.
Oh, I just joshed him a little, Wilma. I told him that if he wanted to know how I was going to build the mole, he'd have to find out for himself. And that I'd do everything possible to keep him from finding out.
Well, then he sent the man with the camera.
Sure, and he isn't the first spy who's been around.
Well, I wonder if Barney's making any progress with his mechanical mole.
Oh, apparently, yes. Our president attended a meeting of the Council on Interplanetary Affairs there on Mars not long ago, and Barney said he was not only building the biggest and most powerful mole in the universe, but that he'd have it in operation before we'd finish with this.
Good old Barney. Leave it to him.
Yes.
Well, then, I guess this spy ain't as serious as I thought.
Look, I'll tell you what you do, Corbin.
Yes, Captain.
Do you still have that little dog of yours, the one you call Tagalong?
I sure do, Captain. Why, he's the finest mixed-breed thoroughbred.
Well, where is this Martian camera?
Why, right in my office at the main rocket ship hangar.
Well, then, you get hold of your dog and expose the whole reel of sensitized wire in the camera on Tagalong digging holes in the ground.
You mean it, sir?
Yeah. Then send the man and his camera back to Mars.
Okay, Captain, whatever you say.
If Barney wants pictures of a mechanical mole, we'll see that he gets them.
That's terrific.
Well, now, let's close this metal door. These metal doors, and get underway.
All right. Sergeant, we'll be in touch with you by radio from time to time. And please radio the president's office that we've started.
Yes, sir, Doctor. And be careful way down there, will you, please?
Careful?
Yes, sir. You folks are starting out on this contraption just as calm as if you were flying a rocket ship out into space.
Well,
I'd be sort of scared.
Well, what's there to be scared about, Carlborg?
I don't know, but be careful anyways, will you, please?
Yes, we will. Goodbye.
Bye, Carlborg.
Bye, Carlborg. Now, travel on the surface, of course, we just use the power of the non-recoil energy projectors, like this.
Say, we're moving right along.
Yes, sir, there's plenty of power in this thing.
Well, we'll need it when we start going down into the ground. Suppose I turn on the thermic radiation projector and head us down at about a 20-degree angle.
Okay, by me.
Me too.
Well, then here we go.
That heat ray really does the job.
Just say so.
Turns the ground into a boiling liquid.
I'll bet the heat from it can be felt for hundreds of feet around.
What?
I'll bet the heat from it can be felt for hundreds of feet around.
What did you say?
I said it's hot out there.
Oh. Lady, you certainly have a powerful pair. Hey. Wait, Doctor.
I just cut off the power button. And you see this cage? We're down over 100 feet.
What's that noise?
Sounds like steam blowing off. Something wrong in the power compartment?
No, Wilma. We've run into a stratum of water sand, that's all.
Oh.
The heat rays turn the water into steam.
Hmm. No telling what we may run into down here, is there?
No.
Really kind of risky, isn't it?
Rather go back and let Dr. Hewer and me finish the trip?
Not on your life.
Well, here we go again. Now, somewhere down here, according to soundings taken on the surface...
Yeah?
There's a deep... Look through the metallic glass window.
Yes, Doctor?
The color of the melted stuff out there indicates we're in right in the middle of it now.
In the middle of what, sir?
A deep layer of solid granite.
We're going through solid granite?
That's right, Wilma. And with no effort at all.
No, sir, Doctor.
What?
According to this gauge here, we're stopped.
Stopped?
Yes, sir. We haven't moved for the last 10 or 15 seconds.
Now, wait a minute.
Don't you see, Doctor?
Oh, you're right, Bud. We didn't move an inch.
Then back us out, Doctor. Back us up to the surface again.
I can't, Wilma. This machine can't move backwards.
What?
But I don't understand why a little granite should hold us this way.
When we turned off the heat ray, Doctor, it solidified around our hull.
Yes, you're right.
Well, can we get free again?
Give that heat ray all she'll take, Doctor.
Yes.
More heat. We haven't begun to move yet.
Direct the heat back alongside our hull.
Yes,
bud. There now.
It's still not moving.
There we are. Now we're moving again.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
You see, it was necessary to melt down all the granite that had solidified around our hull.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen again. I don't mind telling you I was worried for a minute then.
Well, we're moving along now, all right. Really making time.
Yes. I doubt, Wilma, if we'll run into any strait as hard as that again.
Well, I hope not. How far down are we now?
Must be several hundred feet, Wilma.
Yes, sir, because we're certainly traveling. Ground down here must be sort of loosely put together.
Perhaps we're in an air pocket of some sort. The depth gauge...
Say, look.
Yes?
The heat ray usually shows red out there. Now there are a lot of little bluish puffs of flame.
But right. They shoot out like long blue ribbons. air pocket, did you say?
Oh, sir, we're running into a gas pocket.
Gas?
Why, yes.
But what if it all catches fire?
Yes, sir, if there's oxygen present down here...
The spray will be like a match inside a big gas tank.
You're right. Look, blue flames all around us.
Gas pocket's going to explode.
Good heavens.
Look.
Here it comes.
That sounds pretty bad. The heat from the thermic radiation projectors made that gas pocket they ran into explode. They're deep underground, beyond the reach of help.